Hi, it's Monday, July the 13th. This is Tim Pitchell here to talk a little bit more about procrastination, your daily dose of procrastination research. I want you to consider the following for today's boo, and that is the situation where you want to get more exercise in your life, and it just never seems to get squeezed in, and you're getting to bed again on one night where the day's gone by and you haven't got any exercise in, so you say to yourself, I know what I'll do. I'll get up tomorrow at 5, and so you set the alarm for a 5 o'clock run. The thing is that we're not very good at affective forecasting. That is, forecasting our emotional state in the future. And in this case, you haven't thought very clearly about how you'll feel in the morning. And you know what happens? 5 o'clock comes, the alarm rings, and you think, oh, I feel awful. You don't have that enthusiasm, those good feelings you had when you made the intention the night before. And now you just feel how good an extra hour of sleep would be. How cozy it is in bed, how cold it is outside, etc., etc. And you give in to feel good, as we've discussed, and you make an intention update. Oh, I'll run later today, or I'll feel more like it tomorrow. So how do we get around something like that? We make an intention. We're defeating ourselves. This is what we say we want to do. Well, one way to do it is to time travel. That is to think more concretely about the future when we make the intention in the first place. Think, what am I going to feel like at 5 o'clock in the morning? And with that will come more realistic intentions, perhaps, or at least you won't be caught off guard. But you know, I don't think most of us will do that. We won't concretely think about the benefits of the exercise, for example, when we're setting the intention. Instead, I think we should expect to be wrong with our forecasts and deal with it. And there's just two ways we could go at that. The first is that when we're tempted to procrastinate on a current intention and thinking like, oh, I'll feel more like it tomorrow. We need to stop and think, no, that's the problem with my forecasting. There's a good chance I won't feel more like it tomorrow, and it's important to add the following. My current motivational state does not need to match my intention in order to act. Much as I might prefer a sunny day to go out for a run or ride a bike, I can put on my rain gear and get outside. In fact, successful athletes do this all the time. They're not fair weathered trainers. So the problem with a lot of our action and our procrastination is that we're not very good at predicting the future and future emotional states. And when we get there and they're more negative than we expect, we give in to feel good. And so, one of the things we need to expect, first of all, is that we're not going to feel like it when the time comes, even though we feel like it when we make the intention because it's in the future. And secondly, we have to recognize that our motivational state doesn't have to match the task at hand. Only a 3-year-old really believes that. I don't feel like it. Well, you'll find that when you get started, your motivational state will change. Your mood will follow your action. I'll be back again tomorrow with some more thoughts on procrastination.